What is every councilman's wet dream? Jobs. Jobs and more jobs. Every councilman on council wants to make a deal for jobs. You know, like Scout Motors. Jimmy Jones, Councilman Jimmy Jones at the last meeting, ranted about, we need a Scout Motors. We need to bring good jobs. This is what we need to do. Today on the Liberty Report, we take a look under the hood of the Scout Motors deal and see what's really going on. Y'all stay tuned.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? Once you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm Jeff Maddox, your host, and today we're going over what is the Scout Motors deal, and why does every politician in the state, in this county, including Jimmy Jones, want a Scout Motors deal so bad? The South Carolina Policy Council is a nonprofit government watchdog group based in Columbia. And they put out a magazine called The Nerve, where government gets exposed. And a recent article by Rick Brundrett, that's a hard one to say, just put out, under the hood, huge taxpayer tab, ESG mandates and Scout Motors deals. Taxpayers in South Carolina likely will be on the hook for more than $1 billion already dispersed to help a recently created Volkswagen company build its first electric vehicle plant near Columbia. On top of that agreement attained by the Nerve, Virginia-based Scout Motors will have to comply with ESG-related German law dealing with environmental, human rights, and property right issues. Now, the Nerve over the past years has been reporting on about the liberal environmental and social governance movement in South Carolina. Now, if you haven't looked up the ESG and found out what that is, this is the article that he's referring to. If you've never heard of ESG, you're probably not alone, but the corporate and financial worlds are well acquainted with it. ESG stands for Environmental Social Governance. Although there's no single accepted national standard for determining ESG scores, critics contend the scoring routinely is used to rate companies on whether they have adopted certain liberal values or policies, such as reducing the effects of climate change, increasing diversity on their governing boards, and supporting social justice causes. A company with low ESG scores might not get bank loans or would be offered only high interest rates or couldn't go public because investment firms refuse to do business with them. Now, this is where BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, the biggest boys on the planet in mutual fund, hedge fund, investment and all, they own the vast majority of the S&P 500 companies shares. And so they get to push it around. In a recent interview, a couple of recent interviews, the head of BlackRock, Mr. Larry Fink, said of ESG that we need to shove this down the people's throat. We need to force it on them. Critics say it's the left's political agenda manifesting itself into a set of rules, and it's tyranny, said Curtis Loftus, the Republican state treasurer. It's allowing these large woke corporations, mainly financial corporations, to look at us and say, are they with us or against us? We have trillions of dollars. There's no doubt it's going to go to the individual customer. Yep, the ESG is coming this way. And Scout Motors, because they are a German company, are going to be held to those standards. And so will Blythewood and all be held hostage to it. So we go back. The 192-page state incentive agreements with Scout Motors, nearly a quarter of which was partially or entirely blacked out in the copy provided to the NERV, provides numerous taxpayer-backed benefits to the company while laying out relatively easy paths for it to meet job creation and investment requirements. Now, what did Henry McMaster have to say about it? Scout Motors will provide thousands of South Carolinians with previously unimagined opportunities for prosperity for generations to come. The Palmetto State, which with its rich history, superior people, and sterling automotive manufacturing reputation, is the perfect place to restart this iconic American brand. Now, Scout Motors was an international scout way back when. They weren't electric back then. The state incentives agreement requires that a minimum of 4,000 qualified jobs be created within the state and a minimum of $2 billion invested at the plant site over no longer than the initial 8-year achievement period. Well, that doesn't sound too bad, 4,000 qualified jobs. But Scout Motors itself would have to create at least 400 jobs and invest $400 million during the period, allowing the differences to be made up by affiliates, defined as any business entity directly or indirectly controlled by Scout and counted suppliers that provide products, services, and personnel in connection with the project under the agreement. And up to 10% of the 4,000 jobs or 400 employees could be badge workers, defined in the agreement as cafeteria, security, and janitorial maintenance personnel employed by third parties. No average wage or wage range for plant workers is specified in the agreement. And in a separate cost-benefit analysis provided to the Commerce, by the Commerce to the NERV, the average hour wage and salary as annual payroll are blacked out for the planned 4,000 workers. When it comes to doling out taxpayer-funded incentives to major corporations, South Carolina lawmakers typically have moved with uncharacteristic speed. In just 1 week in March, the Republican controlled legislature overwhelmingly approved an amended resolution which was signed to McMaster on March 20th and took effect on the same day, appropriating a total of $1.29 billion in actual and projected state surplus funds to Project Connect, the initial code name for Scout, the Scout Motors project. Now, anybody that's been around local government or state government for any amount of time knows that whenever they're doing their little dirty deeds behind for fees and lieus or whatever kind of deals they're going to do with whatever corporation to give them picking winners and losers and giving them all kinds of incentives. They always put it in there as some kind of secret thing, like Project Connect or Project Sword or Project this or that. And then it's got to go through three readings at county council. So they do one reading as Project Connect, second reading is Project Connect, and you don't know anything about it. And then at the third reading, at the last minute, they show you who it is. And you don't have time to read diddly squat until later. And then you don't really get the complete picture until you do a FOIA request. That's how this dirty thing works. So the state mandated that nearly $1.1 billion of the total $1.29 billion appropriation be dispersed by the state treasurer to the Commerce within 5 days of when the law took effect. Man, we got to get this done as quick as possible. The transfer was made as required according to written responses. Asked what the money, which is more than twice the amount the Commerce total current budget, asked what the money, which was twice the amount of the Commerce's total current budget, has been spent on to date. Commerce spokesman Kelly Coakley said it's for $27.9 million was used by Richland County to buy the land, while $12,200 was to the law firm, which does all the attorneying, apparently. Costs must be incurred before South Carolina Commerce can make payments. The amended resolution requires that besides land acquisition, the nearly $1.1 billion is to be spent on a bridge to support the construction of a rail spur, site improvements and mitigation, road access and related improvements, soil stabilization, water and wastewater infrastructure, an employee training center, and any such other purpose as necessary and recommended by Commerce. Another $200 million of the $1.29 billion appropriation is to be loaned by the Commerce to Project Connect sponsor, which is not identified in the resolution, though is listed in the county incentives agreement as Scout Motors for additional soil stabilization. In other words, we've got to get that whole place ready for Volkswagen. We're providing everything for them. It's a free ride. The Technical College System Ready SC program will provide employee training for Scout Motors under the State Incentive Agreement, which specifies that a minimum of 40,000 square foot state-of-the-art training center be built near the proposed plant. The agreement also requires that the Commerce provide the first $25 million toward the center's construction. You see this? They're giving away everything to get 400 jobs, and then the janitors and the cooks and that kind of thing. Plus, we got to train everybody. No more apprentices, no more corporations training their own people. Under the state agreement, Scout Motors would be required to repay all economic development funds expended if they don't create 400 jobs and invest at least $400 million. Not the overall promised 4,000 and $2 billion investment. That's a lie. By the end of the initial achievement period, or 8 years after the funds were approved. So they don't have to create but 400 jobs. And they don't have to put hardly any money into it. Only if they don't do that would they have to repay any of it? 400 jobs. So you see, boys and girls, this thing is a pig. And the only people that are going to pay for it is me and you. And your kids and their kids. So this is what county council here in Kershaw County would love to have. But there's an agreement in here that says you can't even have anything like this within a 75-mile radius of that area, which means Kershaw County, you can't get an electric vehicle competitor over in here. So the incentive goodie bag, a cost-benefit analysis included with incentives agreement, estimated various public costs over 15 years, including, now check this out, $850 million in grants through the Coordinating Council for Economic Development, made up of the directors and board chairpersons of 11 state agencies, including Commerce, and by which its law is headed by the Commerce Secretary, who was appointed in 21 by McMaster. $200 million in public infrastructure improvement. $118 million in job development credits, which are rebates of a portion of employee wage withholdings. $39 million in increased state education cost. $26.7 in corporate job tax credits. $17.8 million in additional multi-county industrial park job tax credits. $15 million in investment tax credits, and $12 million in special schools, typically the cost of employee training provided by ReadySC. So you see, boys and girls, the company is getting everything for free. Everything for free. Just to bring 400 jobs. And traffic. And more traffic, and more traffic. And trains, and electric scout vehicles. An article in August 2021 by the Jones Day Law Firm, which has offices in the U.S. and elsewhere in the world, described the German law and similar legislation in France as the forerunners of a new trend to regulate ESG risk along supply chains. So, what's happening, boys and girls, is they're giving away the store. They're just giving away the store to companies that are practicing the environmental social governance and diversity and inclusivity and any of that, because BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street are shoving it down your throat or forcing people to do it. That's why you have Dylan McVaney and the Bud Light. That's why you have the Target Tucky things. That's why you have all these companies going woke, oh, woke, woke, woke. And their stocks are going down, down, down. They don't care about that. They're doing it because that's the only way that they can keep investments coming in. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the Liberty Report. We'll be back next week. Next week, we got a Kershaw County Council meeting heading into the last month before they vote on the big budget and the Woodward Park $6 million scam. This meeting will not cover that. We'll cover what is in that meeting. And the next meeting at the end of the month, I believe it's on the 27th, something like that. Last minute is when we get the third reading on the final budget. And the $6 million scam will get shoved up our butt. Anyway, until next time, Jeff Maddox for the Kershaw County Liberty Report.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
to steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?